Good morning, this is Scott Wells for Scott's Spotcast, and we have a very special occasion that we were celebrating just yesterday on May the 14th with Scott Hollingsworth and Judy Donaldson, and I have the wedded couple with me here this morning. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Mr. Hello. And Mrs. Hollingsworth. How's that sound?
Fun.
After being Donaldson for a long time then, too.
I'm very happy.
Well, this is great, and we had just a wonderful time here in Port Lavaca that had a very nice ceremony with about how many people you think?
A little over 100.
100 people, mm-hmm. Right. And the cake was like a three-tiered cake. It was one of the most beautiful and delicious cakes I think we've had then, too.
Thank you. Yeah,
I was really impressed with the way everything just worked out real well. The cakes, the punch, and the Kool-Aid, and all the good stuff was just right there.
And all the magic then, too,
yeah,
of course.
Oh,
you know.
Yes, we had a lot of magic.
You know, we can't have a wedding for the king and queen of magic over here of Texas without having some magic, of course, performed and everything then, too. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we had some great magicians doing table magic, strolling magic, and the people just thought it was wonderful. A lot of them were seeing it for the very first time and didn't even know this type of entertainment was in existence. And so really impressed a lot of people on the local level.
Because we're down here in pretty much this, would you call this South Texas, I guess?
Or
very south. South Central.
South Central, I guess. Yeah, pretty much. We're right on the Gulf.
The Gulf Coast. Uh-huh. And a lot of these people just don't come to the big cities to see the magic.
That's right.
And they were really impressed.
They had seen you around since you've moved, you know, kind of from Houston down to Palacios.
Yes.
Which is in the area. And tell us something about that area.
Well, it's like being a big fish in a little pond, and being the only magician in about 200-mile radius, I get a lot of events, got a lot of programs going on in this area, and got myself involved in the community, and so I've met the people who are in the movers and shakers, and so it's been a real plus for us, and we've really enjoyed the association with the community.
And for some of you, most of you who listen to this, of course, know that Scott was the entertainment director for over 25 years at the Magic Island, and that Judy Donaldson, of course, as a secretary of the Texas Association of Magicians for how many years?
About 10 years, and then I retired from that position, and now they have reined me back in. I'm the club coordinator, visiting the various clubs around the state and publishing a monthly newsletter for the association.
Right. And speaking of the association, that's one of the things you do then also for the Cape?
That's very true. I'm the office manager for our Homeowners Association. It's a small gated community, about 300 homes and some 1,000 property owners in the compound. And I work about 3 days a week. I have a very capable assistant, and we live in the compound, so it's neighbors and friends all combined.
And you were in Austin with the state working for a number of years.
Many years.
And then you retired from that. So this just proves there is no retirement.
No, there is no retirement. You know,
there's
at
just
our
fun.
Age, you know, at our age, we're not even looking for retirement.
I was going to say, so what is in your future then right now? What are you guys thinking of doing, or what are your plans?
Well, we're going to Pittsburgh for the SAM convention in July.
Is that
going to
be your honeymoon?
That's probably our honeymoon.
For right now.
Okay. One of the cruise lines is putting on a new big fancy better ship called the Magic out of Galveston, and we're discussing a maiden voyage trip on that or later on.
Yeah, that's something that we've talked about, and we've been so busy, one, since January, planning the wedding and looking at the other programs that we're involved in, and so it's been a busy half year, you know, and so we were talking about the honeymoon and where we're going to go, and so we kind of decided maybe on a cruise.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, after the SAM convention, national convention.
Right. And,
I know we're going to look forward to it.
Are you going to be going to the IBM in Dallas?
We're going to try, but right now our schedules are pretty tight on that.
So just Pittsburgh for sure.
Pittsburgh for sure. Yeah.
And then San Antonio for the TAOM.
Couldn't
possibly miss that one.
Yeah. Right. Of course, Scott being a past president of the TAOM as well.
Well, thanks.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much for your time, and congratulations again. And may you have many, many years of wedded bliss and happiness with each other and a magical life together.
So. Well, thank you very much, Scott. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Thank you.
So, for Scott Wells, this is Scotty out.